Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we come to you holding ourselves underneath our mighty hands tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship. In spirit and in truth. Well, we're so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. Well, we're so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Have me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this little clay, Lord. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Let me be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Thank you, precious Father, for you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I can open up to the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Then we'll look at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. And the word of God reads, hallelujah, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good steward of the manifold grace of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God through the use of the internet. We want to talk about glorifying God with your God-given gifts. Glorifying God with your God-given gifts. Yes, my brothers, sisters in Christ, we are thankful and grateful for another opportunity through the use of the internet that we are able to preach and teach God's word on a local level and able to reach, hallelujah, on a global level for the glory of God. Child of God, the best way to begin using your gifts to glorify God is to identify which talent, which gift you enjoy using, and which one that you would like to invest time in. Beloved, before you take action when it comes to your gift, your talent, take time to thank God for giving you that ability. Believer in Christ, God picks out specific skills for you in order to share with the world, to point them back to Him as their creator. So God, you need to practice your passion. Work on mastering your God-given gift or talent as a believer in Christ in order to stay equipped in using your gift or talent to glorify God. You need to keep exercising the muscles that you use for that particular gift or talent. Create a practice schedule. Choose a date and time. Once a week, when you will spend time dedicating to refining the sprint you have chosen to focus on. You see, honoring God by taking time to read His word, then reflect on the passages regarding the topics that you are reading. You see, the word of God let us know in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it is essential, it is important for the child of God, a believer in Christ, to study the word of God. Because the word of God will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will stand. So we must study to show ourselves approved unto God as being a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth is the gospel. The word of truth is found in the Bible. Biblical instruction before leaving earth. Glorifying God with your God-given gifts as believers in Christ. We must stay connected with people who share the passion that you have for the Lord and for His agenda. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So believer of Christ, using your God-given gifts or gift, for God can allow you to be part of advancing and expanding the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of God is not found, hallelujah, in meat. The kingdom of God is found in power and in the Holy Ghost. It is not found in meat and drink. Yet the kingdom of God is by God's agenda. It's by God's, hallelujah, kingdom being expanded in 2022. We as believers in Christ must help others around us. And also to be a voice for those that don't have one, for those that can't, that is not standing up for righteousness sake. So that our world around us will be improved. See, the word let us know that we have to be mindful of what the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, he sits high but look low. And every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So beloved, your gift from God may be different from someone else. But each believer of Christ serve a purpose in the kingdom of God. Also, we are reminded in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 17. It says, and whatsoever ye do in words or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are talking about glorifying God with your God-given gift. We have to understand that the voice that we have, God have blessed us, and is considered as being a gift from God. We can use our voice to glorify him. We can use our voice for good things, to bring glory to him. Or we can use our voice for evil, evil speaking about people. But I stop by to let you know that tonight we are concentrating and we are believing to use our voice for goodness, use our voice for the glory of God, to speak God's word into people's lives, that their lives may be changed for the glory of God. So, beloved, what gift have God given you? You ought to use it faithfully to the glory of God. People of God, every believer in Christ has been given a gift by the Holy Spirit to be used here in 2022. To glorify God and to edify the body of Christ. So beloved, it does not matter if you are young or old, male or female, black or white, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, Baptists are Pentecost, Methodists are Catholic. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit has given you a gift to be used to glorify God and to edify the body of Christ. Child of God, God do not use. Child of God, do not use your God-given gift for yourself. Use it for the glory of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't use your God-given gift to become popular with men, but rather use your God-given gift to glorify the Father in heaven. Believer in Christ, wherever you go, let God use you to be a witness of his glory. Using your God-given gift for the glory of God. It is a priority that you should consider in these times that we are living in. So the Bible says that in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 16, a man's gift making room for him and bringing him before great men. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the God-given gift that God has blessed you with, it will make room for you and bring you before great men. If you use your gift faithfully to the glory of God, God will bless you and he will take you places that you never dreamed of. Beloved, a question may be asked at this hour. What happens if you do not use the gift that God has given you? Well, believer in Christ, God is not pleased with you when you do not use your talent or gifts for his glory. Nor is he pleased when you misuse or abuse your God-given gift. Yes, beloved, God can take away your God-given gifts when you get very conceited or big-headed by going around thinking that you are better than other folks because of the gifts that you have been given or that you have. Remember this always. God will not bless you if you get stuck up on yourself because of the gift that he have given you, have given to you. If there is anything that you should be doing in 2022, you should be thanking God for the gift or gifts that he has applied and given to you in your life. And you should be very humble and thankful to him for the gifts that he has given you to use. You see, believer in Christ, you should never worship your gift, but worship the giver of your gift, which is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of our lives. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the one who died on the cross for our sin. Jesus is the one who rose from the dead with all power in his hand. Jesus is the one who can save us, for he is the Savior of the world. It is Jesus that saves and not our gifts. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Glorifying God with your God-given gift. As a believer in Christ, God has created each of us for a purpose. And he would want us to achieve all that he has planned for us. So beloved, the way you live, it matters. And the things you do and how you do them matters also. Yes, beloved, you are redeemed for a purpose and will be required to give an account to God to show that you live a life where you effectively manage all you have been given as stewardship. You see, stewardship is defined as conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsibility management of something entrusted in one's care. I'm going to say it again. The definition of stewardship is defined as conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsible management of something entrusted in one's care. Here, the word of God let us know in the book of Luke chapter 9. It says, Jesus said to them, "All, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Glorifying God with your God-given gift. As a child of God, when you give your life to Christ, you hand over your body as a living sacrifice so that you no longer live by yourself or for yourself, but you live for Christ. So allow him to dwell in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here the Apostle Paul says in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Galatians at this particular time. And he's giving them a testimony of himself, of giving his life to Christ. When he says, "I am crucified with Christ," Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. But Christ liveth in me. We as born again believers of Christ, we are no longer our own. Our lives is hid in him. That's why we have to be committed to Christ, committed to the works that he did. Because he said it is in his word, in God's word, that greater works will we do, because he goes to the Father interceding for us as believers of his. Paul is saying, the life which I now live in the flesh, we as born again believers of Christ should put our name in this scripture, which says now doth he live in the flesh. But by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, I'm in this body, but my body belongs to the Lord. I am led by the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of the Lord abided and lives in me. God loves us and gave him, he loved us. Jesus loved us. The Holy Spirit loved us. Jesus gave himself for us. So beloved, if Christ truly lives in us, then the way we do things has to be Christ-like and not man-like. No, we must lean and depend on the Lord. Put our hands in God's hand. Surrender all to him. Yes, believer of Christ, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Because all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him.
Come on.
With your God gift.
Woo!
Yeah.
I like that.
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you bright as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just want to be where the presence of the Lord is. Amen, 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 amen. I don't want no rights or anything to this song. We just thank God for it. Amen. I just want to be in the presence of the Lord because there is where the connection between you and God by the power of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, would link and connect. Hallelujah. That's where the power of the Lord is. God, even in our weaknesses, we have to declare that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Believers of Christ, we are grateful for each and every one that is listening in today and tonight. We just thank God for you. We ask that you just continuously pray for us as well as we will pray for you in 2022. Amen, because this is a time for us to be busy about the things of God. This is a time for us to go forward and being led by the Holy Spirit of God. Believers of Christ, there are four areas in your life that you should be a good steward in 2022. And that is in your time, in your body, in your resources, your finances, and in your gifts and talent. So beloved, time is the most expensive currency because time is the one thing we can never get back. So as a believer in Christ, learn how to maximize your time. The most important thing for you to know and to understand is what God wants for you in each and every season of your life. See, the Bible let us know in John 15, verse 5. It says, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. The same bringeth forth much fruit. Hallelujah. For without me, you can do nothing. You see, beloved, Jesus is the only one who can tell us the right things to be focused on in 2022. Because just like the scripture said, he is the true vine, and we must remain connected to him in order to grow the right fruit. using your God-given gift for his glory, glorifying God this night. Here we see in the book of Ephesians, chapter 15 and 16. It says, see then, that ye walk carefully, living with honor, purpose, and courage, sounding those who tolerate and permit evil doing, not as fools, but as wise, being sensible, intelligent, and discerning people, redeeming the time, making the most of your time here on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of every and each opportunity, and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. This coming from the Amplified Verse, the Amplified Version of the Bible. So child of God, you are to take care of your body, which means for you to eat properly on a daily basis and to be in shape. You are to not defile yourself or to bring any harm to your body. Because the word of God let us know in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Believer in Christ, you must honor God with your body. Beloved, you must eat right, which is part of your stewardship to God. Child of God, an important part of your body is your mind, because our mind is the storehouse of our soul. It is said that the battle is won or lost in our minds. You see, it all starts with the thoughts that run through our minds. And the thoughts that we dwell on continuously, we will also act on. That's why the word of God let us know in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. To believer in Christ, when it comes to money as being a resource, you must first understand as a good financial steward that God is the ultimate owner of everything you have, and you cannot withhold anything from him. So you should save when you can and invest really wisely and use your money correctly. Beloved, glorifying God with your God-given gift. Beloved, we all have gifts and skills that God have given to us. Here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 6 through 8, it let us know that having been different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhort on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Yes, beloved, God is calling us to harvest, to use the gifts and talent that he has given us in 2022. You see, God wants us inwardly and to develop all that he has deposited in us, rather than allowing the winds of comparison and competition from blowing us away. You see, good stewardship will make effective use of all that we have been given. Remember, the word of God says in Luke 16, verses 10, it says, he that is faithful in that which is least, faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So, believer of Christ, be a good steward of all that you have, which means living your life with purpose and good intentions. Child of God, unlike any other kind of gifts, a spiritual gift is God-given. Through these gifts, God gives his people the ability to excel in particular areas of ministry in order to serve others and to expand his kingdom. So, beloved, only believers in Christ can receive spiritual gifts. You see, God gives us specific spiritual gifts as the primary avenue for him to use us in his church in order to bless others. Spiritual gifts are not meant to draw attention to ourselves. God have given them so that we can bless and build up others. Believer in Christ, if others are not being encouraged, if others are not being honored, built up, strengthened, equipped, or edified through your own gift, you may be serving in the wrong ministry, or you may be misdirecting your efforts. So, believer in Christ, appreciate the gifts that God have given to you. People of God, when we know our purpose, we can serve God and use our gift for his glory. Here in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 23, it says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Believe in Christ, no one is too important. No one is too lowly to be used by God for his purpose. People of God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a God that neither slumber nor sleep. He has given each of us unique abilities, talents, and gifts. So, beloved, as Christians, we must use our gifts and talents according to God's design and desire. See, God gave us as his children talents to benefit others and not ourselves. And he also gave other people talents that will benefit us. Yes, believers of Christ, people of God, character is the source of the belief of the biblical idea of virtue. You see, the Holy Spirit is the cause of virtue in the believer's life. And we as Christians have Christ to look to as the model of virtue. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Believe in Christ. Your warts is a gift from God. Your voice is very unique to you. And God is created in how he wants you to use your voice to advance his kingdom. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we communicate the message he has given to us, for each and every opportunity, and we do it for the glory of God, God will give you credibility to speak into issues based on what he has taught you and what he has exposed you to. So, beloved, use your voice to build others up, to encourage, to inform, to teach, and to inspire, and to inspire based on what you already know. Use your God-given voice to glorify God. Child of God, when you serve the Lord with the ability he has given you, you bring glory to his name and you bring blessing to his people. You see, the Holy Spirit helps to move us in the will of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in Hebrew 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, we are thankful for him drawing nigh to us. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So, beloved, using your God-given gifts, it matters in the year of 2022. Child of God, the greatest reward that God can give, it will go to godly people who have labored faithfully without getting any earthly recognition. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening at a later date. Glorifying God with your God. Child of God, the greatest reward that God can give will go to godly people who have labored faithfully without any earthly recognition. Believer in Christ, God is both a generous rewarder, and God is also a strict judge. You see, God evaluates our stewardship on the basis of how we administrated the responsibility and talent he has given us. If we use God's gift to spread the good news, we will be rewarded. If we do not, we will be punished by being separated from God for eternity. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what James 1:17 said. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So, beloved, remember, your gift from God may be different from someone else, but each and every believer of God serves a purpose. Yes, beloved, we must find out what our purpose is, what our gift, and use it for the glory of God. Use it in 2022. Don't sit on it, because if you don't use it, you will lose it. And God, in turn, will raise up another to do what you have been called to do. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the hour to be serious about the things of God. This is the hour to get back in right standing with God. God Almighty, the God of the universe, the God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are thankful and grateful tonight for the teaching about glorifying God with our God-given gifts. Yes, this is the hour to get busy about the things of God. Jesus reminded us when he said, I must work while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. So let us get busy, brothers and sisters in Christ, to promote God's gospel, going to the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that is a trailblazer, the one that have caused Christianity to come about, the one that died on Calvary's cross for the remission of our sins. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came down from heaven to earth, took upon himself the form of man, was born in a manger, grew up at the age of 12, went inside the temple and opened up the book to the book of Isaiah, where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he was filled, and he went about doing good for the glory of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as I bring this teaching to an end, and we say amen and amen and amen to what God have called us to do. We are grateful and thankful for another day's journey, for another day that he have allowed us to continue his work while we're here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you so much for that teaching. We hope that you have learned some information that you did not know and that you can apply to your life to make it better daily. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, we pray that you learned something today that you did not know. Please apply it to your life. Have a great week. Have a great evening. And know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.